This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To say it. A lot of conversation about that, and still the leftovers from the slap heard round the world. That would be Will Smith slapping Chris Rock at the Oscars. People still buzzing about that one. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney broadcasting from Tampa, Florida. Thrilled as always to be with you. And we have rolled out the red carpet. Yeah, it's a little stained. A few drinks were definitely dropped on it from the Oscar party that we held. But we're getting it steam cleaned. At no expense, we spare no expense to roll that out for you each and every night. So thanks once again for hanging with us in this part of the world. It's interesting saying I'm in this part of the world being in Florida. You know, we talked so much during the pandemic what was happening with the masks and what were the mandates. And in Florida, really, it's a lot of people not really wearing masks. Although I noticed today when I was, or yesterday when I was at a supermarket, there were people that were definitely masked up. And now we do have this new form of COVID-19 that has started to hit Europe. Will it seep into the U.S. more? We'll talk about that a little bit, too, during this hour. I almost hesitate, right? Because just like you, I want to bury my head in the sand. I don't want to think about the possibility of us being catapulted into another Omicron situation. And God forbid it's like Delta, which that doesn't appear to be at this point. But we start first, not about the silly Oscars, not about what's happening in Florida or other states with mandates and the lifting of the masks, but President Biden, who is standing by his comments that Vladimir Putin cannot remain in power. He said he was expressing moral outrage. So he went a little deeper to explain. He said not a policy change. He said no one should have thought his comments were meant to be calling for Putin's ouster. So this comes as the war is now in week number 5. This couldn't be more volatile, right? The Ukraine saying they're advancing in the northeast. Russia is still bombing the crap out of Mariupol. You see that place, and it looks like the forgotten land. I mean, seriously, it's terrible how many buildings they've hit, how many streets, how many people have been killed there. But will it fall? Kyiv is still in the mix, meaning it has not fallen. And it's one of the largest areas in the Ukraine. And, of course, it's the capital. So the idea for Putin and his Russian forces and what he wanted to see happen immediately was to take out Zelensky and to get to Kyiv, because that was really the major move on the board. But it has not happened. So there are other towns that are getting hit by the Russian soldiers. And, of course, Kyiv is absolutely in the sights of the Russians, and they have gotten toward it, and they have lobbed some missiles, but they have not overtaken Kyiv. So that's a really, really big, important, I think, moment for the Ukrainians to really hold tight and hold fast on that. The UN says that more than 1,100 civilians have been killed in the war, including 99 children. Some of the eerie stats on this whole thing. Ukrainian officials claim that Russian forces had been pushed out of two towns near Sumy, a provincial capital, that the Ukrainian military had taken control of two towns close to that area. And there's a video that's been floating around that shows soldiers who are Ukrainian beating and shooting prisoners from the Russian military which, of course, that is actually a possible violation of the Geneva Conventions. And there's still Zelensky and the fact that he wanted to have his own moment at the Oscars because he wanted to appeal to the celebrities and the people, of course, watching of the plight of the Ukrainian people and what they really, really needed, and they needed to happen fast. And most of that has to deal with weapons and, of course, humanitarian aid. But a lot of humanitarian aid is pouring in. It's really more about the weapons and getting enough of those, you know, getting enough of those weapons. It is tax time, so I got to throw in a tax jab right at the start of this. Did you do your taxes? Are you feeling the pain, or are you hoping for your moment of glory? In other words, getting the money back that you already put in and using it for something exciting, like, I don't know, a cheap ticket to Paris or something. Well, the president wants to rain on the parade of the people who are making the do-re-mi because he plans to ask Congress for a new minimum tax on billionaires. And what is the minimum tax that they're asking for on billionaires? And the way that looks is the budget calls for this tax on households worth more than $100 million, which would require they pay a rate of at least 20% on their income, as well as unrealized gains in the value of liquid assets. So what does that mean? Well, stocks, which can, of course, accumulate value for years, but guess what? They're only taxed when they're sold, which happens to help a lot of the mere mortals who invest in the stock market. But the billionaire minimum income tax would apply only to the top 0.01%, figure that out, of American households. And over half of the revenue would come from those worth more than $1 billion. I don't know, if you were worth more than $1 billion, and you know you have the best lawyers that you could possibly find, they can find a loophole, right? And that's what Joe Biden is trying to close. So the proposal focuses on taxing unrealized capital gains that are built up over years but are only taxed, like I said, when sold for a profit. So that makes a huge difference. The White House is saying the new tax would raise about $360 billion with a B, in revenue in over a decade. But there's going to be a lot of people, even though it's that little teeny, teeny percent, that are not going to be happy. Not going to be happy. Because I'm in the land of cruise ships, and I walk in the morning here in Tampa on an island. I can see the cruise ships every single day. And when I say I can see them, they're docked or they've already left. The other day, a ship left. It's really fun to kind of watch it. But when we're talking about COVID, 52% of the people in the United States have said they've had COVID. But fully vaccinated, tested cruises are reporting cases. So what's up with that? Like I said before, we don't want to see any sort of COVID in our faces anytime soon. There was a cruise ship, the Ruby Princess, returning back from a 15-day trip to the Panama Canal. Now, what they're saying is that infected passengers and crew were asymptomatic or showed mild symptoms. They were those affected were isolated and quarantined, monitored and cared for. But how many people tested positive, or when they tested positive during the trip, that was all very, very, very vague because all the guests and the crew on the ship were vaccinated. So that's a head-scratcher, isn't it? Coming up next, the shark circling the drain.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriend, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Time I'm here, Scott, the 1,600-pound great white shark, is swimming off of the Florida coastline. How do we know? Because it's been tagged. This 12-foot-long beauty, who is a little chubby at 1,600 pounds, is the 74th great white shark. I talked about this the other day, tagged and released by a group in the Northwest Atlantic Ocean. They fit these sharks with electronic trackers that ping whenever they break the ocean surface. So that's how we know Scott is hovering around. And I guess he was tagged in September of 2021. He was in Nova Scotia. And he traveled a total of 3,900 miles down the East Coast in 119 days. And he's actually been relaxing around the Florida Keys and the Gulf Coast since at least Valentine's Day. I think it is so interesting that they tag these sharks and then can watch to see where they travel to, what their theories are as to why, etc. And because of conversations about sharks, people still freak out, and so much of that goes back to the 70s and Jaws, and because later generations saw different versions of Jaws, and then there, of course, was Shark Week and whatnot, even though in Shark Week they emphasize that sharks are not going after humans, that yes, there are attacks, but it's very rare, and in Florida, I have been assured, it is very rare. Humans are 30 times more likely to be struck by lightning in the Sunshine State than to be bitten by a shark, and fewer than 10 people die from shark attacks each year. So I say, Scott, have at it. swim till your heart's content and move on and go wherever it is that your heart desires next. Whatever ocean you roam, will know, because you'll ping. You'll break the surface and you will ping. All right, speaking of pinging, we don't want to see this. I mentioned it briefly at the top. Now, to give you some more deets on that, that subvariant of this highly transmissible Omicron version of coronavirus known as BA2 is now dominant worldwide. Now, there have been surges in Europe and Asia. There is concern over a potential new possible, I'm going to use every P word I can think of, possible wave in the United States. And it is about 86% of the sequenced cases, they're coming up with this variant. Is it more likely to cause severe disease? No. Nobody's said that. But as with the other variants in the Omicron family, vaccines are not effective against BA2, or not very effective, than against previous variants. So what does that mean? Do you, a jab won't help you? Should you be screened? I think a lot of people are weary, and they're trying to figure out if it's symptoms that they have because of that, or it's something else. I mean, BA2 has been called the stealth variant because it's harder to track. Very hard to track. BA2 and another sibling is what they call it, BA3, also increasing in prevalence, but still at low levels, and can only be found by genomics sequencing, which some countries do more than others. So trying to find it is a beast of a thing, too. And when you look at the U.S., there is considerable worry over this, but not worry to the point of, okay, here we go again. Should you wear the mask? Are we going to have these arguments at school board meetings? What's it going to look like in the fall? And there was a virologist I saw today. He was on something from Johns Hopkins, and this was his take. He said, in some ways, it could just be that BA2 was the variant that was circulating when all these people stopped wearing masks. And that's just what's happened. But there is a rise in it. And I guess it's just a reminder to all of us that just when you think it's gone, be careful, because it just may bite you. Do you have any of the symptoms? Which some of the symptoms could be so many other possible illnesses or viruses. So let's face it, would you really even know? I think it might not be as easy to tell as one would think. All right, we talk about these gruesome details in what's happening with Russia and their attacks on the Ukraine. And I think the most frightening thing to me is, of course, the possibility that the madman has his finger on the nuke that could end it all. But I think the other part of it is when you look at the possibility of poisoning, when you look at some of the atrocious things that have happened before connected to the Russian government, to me, that is the biggest fear. The biggest fear is using that gas on innocent people, poisoning innocent people. And there have been a lot of those investigations. And there have been a lot of conversations about, it's like the Russian billionaire, Roman Abramovich, right? There was a thing I saw the other day that he suffered suspected poisoning earlier this month on the sidelines of talks that were actually aimed at ending the Russian-Ukrainian conflict. So what happened there? And he wasn't the only one. There was a group of Ukrainian peace negotiators and Abramovich, who I mentioned, who all weren't feeling right, who all knew something was afoot, something was wrong in the air or in the water supply or whatever it might be. but there was something that wasn't right because you had all these negotiators working together as usual. Then there was this speculation. Then there was conspiracy theories. Then there was this other strange element of different information that was put out there. Different information games in the media that have been going on of we have the best information, you have the best information, or it's all just baloney. So you have these members of this negotiation group that are working in what they call a regular mode. And if that makes any sense to you, you unpeeled it easier than I did. Right? Definitely. And it's scary to think. It is very scary to me to think of them turning anything on the people. Anything that would be instantaneous death or a horrible death. Awful. All right, speaking of sharks circling the drain, lots of people were after Will Smith, because it wasn't smart what he did at the Oscars when he smacked Chris Rock. But he has apologized over what he did. So he issued an apology over the slapping incident, was what he was calling it. In fact, in a post on Instagram, I saw that pop up on Monday afternoon. He called his behavior unacceptable and inexcusable and said, "Jokes at my expense are part of the job, but a joke about Jada's medical condition was too much for me to bear, and I reacted emotionally. I'd like to publicly apologize to you, Chris. I was out of my line, and I was wrong. I was embarrassed, and my actions were not indicative of the man I want to be. There is no place for violence in a world of love and kindness." And, of course, he added in his first post that violence in all forms is poisonous and destructive. So he issued all kinds of apologies afterwards and throughout Monday. Will it mean anything as the Oscars are investigating what happened? So this is not going to go quietly into that good night? I don't think so. And then part of the conversation is, was Will's win overshadowed by the fact that he had to take the stage again for Best Actor? And in his speech, he tearfully acknowledged the earlier incident and apologized to the Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts, and Sciences, which is the organization behind the Oscars, and he apologized to fellow nominees as well. He did not mention Chris Rock by name, however. He did not mention him by name. All right, what do Laura, Jose, and Todd have in common? Well, they sent me some email. They're part of the mailbag that's coming up.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden doubling down on what he said Saturday, that Russian President Vladimir Putin cannot remain in power. But he offers a clarification that it was his personal opinion and that he does not take back what he has said.
This is just stating a simple fact that this kind of behavior is totally unacceptable. totally unacceptable.
Biden adds he was expressing personal outrage at Putin and does not expect things to escalate between the U.S. and Russia. It's officially called a Parents' Rights in Education Bill, but opponents have dubbed it the Don't Say Gay Bill. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed the bill into law. It forbids sexual orientation and gender identity from being taught in kindergarten to third grade. Despite widespread criticism of the law, DeSantis says parents have a right to a role in their child's education. Wall Street closed higher on Monday, though crude oil prices fell. This is USA Radio News. Emergency officials in Pennsylvania say a snow squall that reduced visibility is a factor in a multi-vehicle wreck in the northeastern part of the state. Trooper David Bohm with Pennsylvania State Police says first responders in Schuylkill County are working together at the scene.
There's multiple agencies, fire companies. This is a big effort here to get all this fire out. There's no hydrants up here, so they have to bring water up here.
At least three people were killed and more than a dozen are hurt. At least 40 vehicles, including multiple tractor trailers, are involved. The House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol voted unanimously to hold former Trump advisors Peter Navarro and Dan Scavino in contempt of Congress. Both men have refused to comply with subpoenas issued by the committee. The recommendation of criminal charges now goes to the full House, where the Democratic majority will likely sign off. The major indexes on Wall Street closed higher on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Let's talk about the mail.
All right, I'm going to lump them all into one, and then we're going to go to our pal Grimm. So I said Jose, Laura, Todd, all of them pretty much wanted to take Putin out in various ways, saying that why doesn't someone take a shot at him? Why doesn't somebody poison him and turn the tables around? I can't imagine that the Russian oligarchs or other people in Russia, even though they may be cut off from the rest of the world, are happy by what is happening or what they believe is happening. You know what the answer to that is who are the people around him? How much protection is he getting? And I'm sure there are people in the so-called inner circles that probably want to do that. We certainly have seen politicians that have been rendered useless or have found themselves pushed aside because there was a regime change or, let's face it, taken out guerrilla style in some kind of a military coup. But I don't know, what is the likelihood of that? It's like Putin forever. I mean, the guy has 9 lives. So there hasn't, to my knowledge, although would we know that, there hasn't been attempts on his life anyway, or so it seems, I guess. But you would have to wonder about what about the other side of this? What are some of the people in Russia feeling and thinking, and what would they like to see happen? And, of course, Joe Biden defending his remarks and saying he wasn't suggesting anything like taking out, so-called out Putin, that it was that he basically did want him gone, but didn't want it be accused of lighting the match, you know, striking the match and lighting the match that was to go after him. So he said it wasn't a gaffe. He was saying what he really thought, right? That it was definitely not that. I don't know if I'm certain about that, but it definitely came out like, yeah, why doesn't somebody take this guy out? Why doesn't somebody do that? All right, let's go to Grim. Hey, Grim, how are you?
I'm fine, sweetheart. It's no problem to take Putin out.
That's what I think should happen.
Well, it's not. I mean, I don't want to get all involved in that, but it really is. Just imagine this, though. You're a Ukraine soldier fighting, and all of a sudden you're under a heavy firefight, and your phone rings. And you pick it up, and what do you see? The slap that's heard around the world.
At the Oscars.
I mean, here you are fighting for your life, and what are we more involved in? Lord have mercy.
I know. Crazy. It was crazy to see that, I have to say. That it just was it was Will Smith losing his mind. But you're right. All these things that are happening, and there's so much conversation about that the last, 24 hours.
Bingo. And to top that off, I mean, finally, a man stands up for his wife. But everybody else is in here screaming, he should have never did that. What's the matter with the morality of this country?
Well, he should have. I don't think he should have slapped him. He could have confronted him because it was a low blow. But to just lose his temper that way, he sets himself up by doing what he did to Chris Rock by jumping up on the stage and going after him. And apparently, I thought these jokes were approved by the Academy, but that was a curveball. Read that nobody knew he was going to say that. He just said it. He may have purposely said that, but he said it and it wasn't approved.
Crazy. He did warn him. He said, my wife twice.
Yeah, he did. He did.
And Chris wanted to argue with him. So, see, this is the thing. If you look up in the Bible about love, it's in Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. Now, that's a fickle number to talk about love from God.
Yeah.
So what's really fickle, comedy or love? Because he did what he did out of love for his wife.
Well, that's true. That's what I think ignited him when he saw her reaction. Yeah.
That's what I find funny.
Yeah.
I guess it'll take a while for it to settle in with some people, but once you really think about it, love is fickle. I guess comedy is too.
You always have a good twist. There's always some twists, definitely, with you, Grim. You're going to get a rise in us, and then I'm so glad that you called. Thank you for calling. And he's right. It's so odd that all these things that are happening, terrible things that are happening, we're talking about, well, what about the possibility of nukes? What's going on with poisoning? Look at what Putin has done to his own people, suspected spies, or who he decides, do we really need that person anymore? And yet, it is the thing that dominates whatever we call the virtual water cooler these days for so many people who are working either in or out of the office. Yeah, absolutely. I think it was just so shocking that was a thing, right? Like, how many people are really diving in and full-on watching award shows, like people who wouldn't normally watch it, and then all of a sudden, the social media explodes with the Will Smith Chris Rock deal, and now more people decide they're going to jump on and watch, especially with the possibility of Will Smith winning Best Actor, which happened, you know, later after that. So that had people that wouldn't maybe normally be watching curious, so they decided that they were going to jump on it. Everybody was talking about it. I mean, I don't care what show it was. I don't care if it was Fox or CNN or MSNBC or Newsmax or whatever it is you were listening to. At some point, it was mentioned. At some point, it was mentioned in the conversation or joked about in a different way. Or something was a little bit of a nugget to tear back and forth and have a conversation over what happened there and what does that say about society and is it the crazy love thing or was she fair game because she's in the audience and you know that's what comedians are going to do, they're going to look to what I call rip because that's what they do, they rip. It's like J.B. Smoove, who I think is so funny, and he's a comedian who's on, Larry David's show, Curb Your Enthusiasm. My husband, I never see him this happy as when he sees comedians, so we went to go see him, and I never think about this. He's the guy that likes to sit in the back. I'm the person that likes to sit in the front because I want to hear everything, see everything. So we got a table right by the stage, and boy, JB just beat him up. I mean, just, you know, there were a lot of jokes, and he that's what comedians do. They play off people in the audience a lot of times, and he played off of it. But, of course, the Hubs is, you know, has a good sense of humor or could take it. So, and he apologized after the show. But it's different than the Oscars. It's different than a slap. It's different than what we saw unfold there. All right, let's go to this one. This one is from David. And David says about the slap, "Hey, Kate, what happened to Will Smith? I always thought that he was a good guy, and who knows what people do in their private lives. I think what happened was he definitely was defending his wife's honor. He saw her face, and he thought at first it was fine to laugh, but then saw her face, and that sent him after Chris Rock. But you wonder if the Academy is going to ditch him for next year." I don't know. That's a good question. They're investigating it because it was such a shocking thing. And I mean, he was violent. He slapped him hard. And then they were going after each other, you know, cursing. So I kind of think that, excuse me, that might happen. I don't know that they'll ban him, but I wonder if that's that shark getting to me. I wonder if they will somehow do something to Will Smith, whatever it turns out to be. I mean, meaning, does he suffer some kind of disqualification? I don't think they would take away the Oscar from him. But I wonder, because of overshadowing the award show, is there something else that they end up doing to excuse me. Wow, cannot get rid of that. To Will. So they're launching this formal review, and who knows what they come up with after this formal review. A good time to remind you, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. That's where you can email me 24/7. I got to go find some cough drops. I'll be back.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original Pure Palo de Arco Super Tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original Pure Palo de Arco and drink Super Tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original Pure Palo de Arco Super Tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Testing, testing, testing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Testing.
That's as much.
Yes. You can't turn me off. Daniel, you've got to listen to me now.
Am I?
All right, as we make our way to the exits for this first hour anyway, it's interesting, looking at this thing that has overtaken really the internet and conversation, the Will Smith deal. I mean, it is the ultimate mic drop moment of shock. Yeah, a lot of times a mic drop moment is something good, but the fact that Will Smith had to take the stage 40 minutes after the crazy, crazy slap of Chris Rock, I think had people tune in more. There was a spike. I just read, because I've been looking for this all day, there was a little bit of a spike in the ratings during that time because people were curious. People were, you know, watching to see what would happen. And Grimm said it. He was defending his wife, but still, the way he did that, it should have happened off camera, but the camera cut to Jada Pinkett Smith, who was pretty open about her struggle with alopecia, which is an autoimmune disorder that leads to hair loss. In fact, we had somebody on a long time ago, an author, talking about that and what had happened to her. So, it is, when you think of comedy and you think of the conversations, it is interesting to see how that moment is being turned into all kinds of different things. just like everything else in the country, right? That you can look at the same ice cream cone, but yet somehow you're describing it differently than the person that's standing right there next to you. And this incident, I've heard everything, toxic masculinity, defending his wife, Chris Rock knowing that that joke wasn't approved, going for a low blow, what does it say about the culture? I mean, so much has been dredged up into this, and it goes to the way we all perceive and look at things these days. And watching that and looking at what he did, and it's that old saying of one wrong doesn't make a right, you know, or three wrongs, etc. You can plug in any number you want to plug in. So I think this conversation is probably going to dominate for at least another day or two in some sort of way. In some sort of way, I really think it absolutely, will. This is worth noting, and to me, this is a true mic drop moment because it's something positive. So Canada is celebrating reaching the first men's World Cup in how many years? 36 years. 36 years. That's a long time. That's how long they have been irrelevant in men's World Cup, right? And Canada suddenly has become football legitimate. They had a 4-0 victory against Jamaica over the weekend, which guaranteed the team a spot at the World Cup in Qatar later this year. And it'll be just the second time that Canada has been featured at a men's World Cup, having lost every game in the finals of the 1986 season. But this time I think people have high, high expectations. So good for them. 36 years is a very, very long, long, long time. And nobody was giving them any legitimacy or credit or any of that. So this is a magic moment for the Canadians. I mean, a magic moment. I would say this is just flat out a feel-good moment. You have former cyclist Tony Martin, who decided, I can't watch and not do anything. He decided to auction off his Olympic medal to raise money for the Ukrainian children. And this is a medal, a silver medal. He won at London 2012 to raise funds for children in the Ukraine. And the German cyclist said he felt it was wrong to sit on the couch and accept the situation after all the things that he saw that we've been seeing and talking about is what it looks like in the Ukraine since 5.5 weeks ago. And he says that the money raised will go to a foundation that would support the children and their families. And he feels like, just like you and me, sitting on the couch watching the video, it really got under his skin. So bravo that he did that. I mean, one in every two Ukrainian children have been displaced since Russia began its invasion on February 24th. One in every two. Wow. 4.3 million children displaced. That's more than half of the Ukraine's estimated 7.5 million child population. And that number includes over 1.8 million children who have crossed into other countries as refugees. And then millions more who were internally displaced in the Ukraine. What a decision some families had to make on the fly as to what do I do, what do I do, what do I do? How do I keep everybody safe? How do I do that? A dilemma, to be sure. An absolute dilemma. What do you do? What do you do? What do you do? And how often do people wait for someone to hand them a solution? But what happens when the solution, what happens when the solution doesn't come? And the answer is, I mean, this is the figure it out moment in everybody's life. I've said that before in the air, and I really believe it. What is the word? Figure it out. Figure it out, or it will get figured out for you. And that is what the Ukrainians are hoping will be their big breakthroughs in defending their country. That somehow, some way, they're going to be able to do this. Pure momentum, operating on empty, but not quite as bad. Not quite as bad as the Russians. And oh, by the way, just to remind you, a cyber attack did hit the Ukraine, their telecom internet service, which makes everybody nervous because in the United States, especially if it had happened in the United States, who is got something with numbers on it that's locked? But the fact is that they had a disruption in the internet service on Monday after a cyber attack. The Ukrainian government said, look, there's been a cyber attack. And it's the latest hacking attempt, I think, against Ukrainian internet services since Russian military forces got involved in late February. Wow. It's time flies. It's been that long. But yet it seems really short. So it's that old thing about time, right? Time is an illusion. But sometimes you hope that the illusion is on your side at least, right? Yeah. Absolutely. That's what you want. You want time to be kind and be on your side. And then ending this show on a super high note, you know, we just ushered in our next quarter. And for some, it will be the most beautiful weather you've ever seen. For others, you have spotty showers. For others yet, you're probably still actually getting some snow. I know in parts of Maine, they've said they've had, you know, some of these thunderclap storms where it just fills up the backyard. And then you got to dig it out or pray it melts when you get an abnormally high temperature. All right, the music means that I got to exit stage right. Thanks to Nathan Reeder for his incredible work, as always, on the technicals. And thanks to all of you for making this possible.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.